This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with John T. Searle and two wonderful people in the studio with me. Tamar is here.
Good morning.
And Bruce is here.
Hello, everybody.
Who is sort of brave. Are you brave today?
I'm brave enough. Hashtag brave
that's
enough.
All you need to be is enough.
Enough.
And that's really wonderful. You know, there's something fascinating because one of the biggest things in our world is so many of our issues come from simply not being enough and not feeling enough and not feeling good enough. And it's probably at the cause of so much of our shit.
True.
Completely.
And as soon as we knew that we were enough, that we were enough love, enough happiness, enough joy, enough everything, so much would just kind of disappear, literally.
Yeah.
So this is on radio. This is unscripted. And I have no doubt this morning this is highly uncensored. Very good. So let's see if there are any smarts here. I really like this word this morning. So let's do this. Is everything on? Yes.
Chocolate starfish.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
kigurumi.
Dirty dictionary word.
Kigurumi. I really like this word. Kigurumi.
Kigurumi.
Any ideas?
Is it like when you're doing your Kegel exercises while you watch manga?
You know, your last kind of sentence was you're vaguely in the ballpark.
Wow.
But very vaguely.
Okay.
Very vaguely, but you're kind of getting there.
While reading Rumi, so you do the Kegel exercises, you're reading beautiful Rumi sentences.
You are so far from that.
But that should be a thing.
That should be a thing. Because it's sensual and philosophy and Kegel exercise.
Devotion.
Okay, so at the end of the show, I will tell you exactly what kigurumi is.
Kigurumi.
And if you think you know what kigurumi is, please WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090. Do I interrupt you when you're talking?
Yeah, I do.
So that doesn't mean you can interrupt me. Right, so let's just get clear on the rules here.
Absolutely. Okay.
So, kigurumi, tell us, 079-748-2090. And I have to announce something that I'm really, really excited about. Because I'm on a 7-day Facebook ban because of the post about this. So, we have launched the very first Made in South Africa male-to-male tantric sensual massage DVD.
Which I liked on Facebook, and it was a beautiful post.
Thank you.
And which I shared.
They banned you because of that?
Yeah. So it might have been the image.
The image was so gentle.
I know,
beautiful.
But you know what they have? They have these things called community standards, which are very vague. And it's often about implied nudity. Like not stated nudity, but implied, which is really, it's impossible to work out what's what.
I saw so many men underwear and men commercials going to the beach, much more nudity than your post. This is really fucked up.
Yep.
And it was such a beautiful movement. They were like in this beautiful massage movement. There was no cocks involved. There was nothing.
No, there's no nudity.
Unfortunately.
So it's really fascinating. Anyway, the DVD is available. And Woo-hoo! You can learn the most amazing sensual massage skills with your partner.
It's beautiful.
So you will have to message me to get the information on where to get this. So email me, jonty@eroslife.co.za. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and I'd love to say I'm on Facebook, but until Tuesday or so, I am not on Facebook. So I can read messages, but I can't reply to
any. That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it you are is. Helping people to be more intimate and to get closer, you are banned.
Yeah. Mm. So I have appealed the ban, but, you know, it's their process. Anyway, that's what it
said.
So we are there, and if you would like to get this, then please just message me. The other thing is really exciting is that on Tuesday night, we're doing the last water massage for the year, the last water flow massage.
Mm.
And I have to tell you, the last one was so deep, so I'm really looking forward to this one.
Mm.
So the information is on eroslife.co.za. It's the most awesome way to end your year, start a holiday, do all sorts of wonderful
and
things.
And connect. It's a great way to start the holiday connected.
So somebody said that Kigurumi was Japanese onesies.
Okay. That's not sexy.
No.
Well, onesies have can be use.
Easy access, especially the front zip. There's a lot of stuff that can go down with a nice little furry onesie.
Yes.
Mm. I've got a Batman onesie, so I know what I'm talking about.
I will tell you what I did once. It was a long time ago. It was really funny. Men's clothes are not sexually accessible. They don't make sex accessible. Like if a woman's wearing a skirt, like you're wearing a short dress, you lift skirt up, panties come down.
Easy.
Easy
dun,
access.
Dun, dun.
There we go. Men's clothes are not sexually accessible.
Mm. Belt buckle, big button, then zip, then pull
buttons
over thighs.
Or whatever. Yeah. So I thought, let's do something. So I went to buy a really nice pair of pants from Woolies. I took them to a tailor and I said, close the zip, stitch the zip, and put two Velcro straps on either side of the front.
Wow.
Mm.
So all that you have to do is, like, there's a whole flap that you just pull down.
Magic mic.
Very
knife.
Chippendale.
There you go.
Yeah, Daddy.
And I thought this would be really interesting.
Mm.
So it actually works. The Velcro was quite thick, so you'd need to find some really thin Velcro just to make it comfier.
Yeah.
But the principle of it worked.
Good. I love it.
Easy access, Jonty.
Yeah, so you're sitting there, it's in a restaurant, you're fully covered, but then you just...
It was a long, it was a long time ago, but it was an interesting idea.
We should do that.
So, and I've gotten such cool emails from some of our listeners this week, and I really do appreciate them. Thank you. You know, we sit here, we talk, we do stuff, we laugh, we have fun, and we're teaching so many people so many wonderful things, and I really, really appreciate that, and so appreciate the platform of Cliff Central to be able to do that.
Mm.
Really important and amazing. So, that was the announcement part of the show. There we go. Okay. While we're doing announcements, Bruce, you got a new...
So, yes. This time of the year, obviously, we're getting ready to go on holiday. This is, you know, the summertime, not summertime sadness. That's another story we'll talk about later, but the summertime sexiness. And if you are going to go and have like a crazy, sexy summer, then by all means do it, but just make sure that, you know, you're prepared, and prevention is a very good way to do that. So if you'd like to know more information about going on prep, or if you'd like to know where you can go to get ARVs, because, you know, 1 in 6 people that are HIV positive don't know that they're HIV positive. So all you need to do is find out where you can go, take your pills, you can become undetectable, which means that even if you do have unprotected sex with somebody, that you cannot pass the virus on. So you will be doing your bit to keep yourself and other people safe. So
Twenty years ago, if you would say this,
people would have flipped. They would have flipped.
This is sci-fi.
Yeah.
This is happening.
So. It's amazing. So it's Call for Care. The number is 071-683-3226. That number again, 071-683-3226. That's Call for Care, and they will put you in touch with whoever you need to be in touch with to find out where your nearest clinic is, where you can get PrEP, where you can get ARVs, and where you can have a success summer.
So while we're doing that, which is really amazing and it's really important, and you know when you say that they're undetected and undetectable,
yes,
it's like under the radar,
yeah,
stealth, you know?
Mm.
So the URL for the male-to-male tantric massage DVD is
Are we going to tweet it?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So
eroslife.co.za / M2. Number two, MTANMAS.
Cool. So you send it to me as well, and I'll tweet it just now.
I'll send
so
it to you.
So everybody can
right
look,
because
I'm actually posting exactly about that.
And then I can focus on what we are talking about this morning.
But what are we expecting in the DVD? Because I saw just snippets of it. It was so gentle. It was so
beautiful.
It is beautiful. So
it's
what can you
it's sensual. It's classy. The intimacy between the two guys who feature in the video is very authentic. Yeah. It's not like watching porn where it's just everything is so heightened. Look, don't get me wrong, I love me some porn. But this is completely different. This is just you feel like you are voyeuristically observing this very special and intimate connection between two men.
You know, this is what we did with it. Was very interesting, because all the other DVDs that I've produced have been very kind of step-by-step lesson. This is what you do, this is step one, step two, step three. And that's instructional, and it has a definite purpose. But what we did with this was we shot a beautiful introduction, which talks about sexual energy, it talks about intimacy, it talks about the heart breath, the heart connection, creating a sensual and sacred space, why all of that is important, and how to connect with your partner, and how to connect with yourself. So you'll learn all of that stuff. And then instead of doing a step-by-step massage lesson, we actually filmed them massaging each other.
Wow.
Exploring, touching, experiencing with each other. And that comes through in the most amazing way. Because that's what as you say, it's watching them with each other.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. So that's what you'll learn in this. And you'll learn how to give a full body sensual massage DVD with the most amazing
techniques. As a gay man, why I get so excited by this project is that one of the things that it really promotes and brings across so clearly is intimacy. Mm. And for me, I think that's one of the things that seems to be lacking in terms of all the things that I've seen. You know, and there's lots of porn, there's lots of footage and videos and things of two men shagging each other rotten and
nothing wrong with that.
Which is fantastic, but there is just very little material containing intimacy between gay men, that closeness.
It's also not real. It's not real.
But that's with so many things. Even I've seen so many movies, videos that are about learning about tantric sex.
Mm.
And they start out beautifully, so many of them, and then they just go to this hardcore sex. And intimacy is where we find the greatest fulfillment. So that actually leads to something really interesting. And Bruce and I were talking a little bit about this before the show while he adjusts whatever he is adjusting.
I just had to click my back there, sorry.
Oh, is that what it is?
We are enjoying it. I am enjoying it.
Okay.
Just
so, very interesting thing. What we are talking about this morning is how to have more fun, more excitement, more pleasure on holiday, because holiday time is coming. Now, there's two aspects to this. A lot of people have a lot more sex, either in their relationship because they have more time, they're less stressed, or they have more hookups or more parties, more things happen. The other side of this is an incredibly stressful time for a lot of people for quite a lot of reasons. The first one is, if you're alone, it's an incredibly difficult time for a lot of people because of that aloneness. And I would recommend to a lot of people, go have some massage. Doesn't matter what kind of massage, go and get touched.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Go and get touched. Have your feet done. Go for reflexology, Indian head massage. Doesn't matter what. Go and get touched, because you will feel much more connected. So get touched in whatever way. It doesn't have to be sexual. You want to go to a massage parlor, get jerked off. That's what you want to do.
Whatever.
But go and get touched as much as you can. And I think that's going to make a big difference to a lot of people. Second thing is, if you have issues in your relationship, if you have issues in your life, this time exacerbates them. It highlights them. It magnifies them because of the amount of time that you're spending together. It's not like you're getting up every morning to go to work that you can say, okay, so now I can get out of this space. So do something about it, because this is where relationships that are under stress become even more stressed.
there's also a lot of expectations. So
that's a good
you
one.
You are like, you are getting to this vacation, and you say, now I have a few nights, and there's so much stress and tension because we haven't touched each other for a while. And then if you do a little mistake, I can get very snappy.
And it gets all magnified and blown up out of proportion.
The same thing. I mean, if you're going on holiday, you're a single guy, you're going to Cape Town or whatever, and you think you're going to have like tons of sex with so many supermodels, and you have all these expectations, and you're holding yourself to this unimaginable standard, like you're living your own little porno movie.
Absolutely.
It's great, but also try not to put yourself under that much pressure. If you know, if you feel like you're going to, and if it doesn't happen, you don't connect with anyone, or then you feel like you're an ultimate failure and there's something wrong with you, and that, you know, maybe just take it easy on yourself. Don't expect too much.
So it really it puts an enormous amount of stress and pressure on people, whether you're on your own, whether you're in a relationship. And if you're having sexual issues, like if sex is painful for you, for example, if you're going to have more sex, the pain is not going away until you do something about it.
Yeah.
If you have erection issues, they're not going away until you do something about it, and it's just going to magnify it.
It will.
And then you add things like alcohol, whatever substances you might be taking, and it all just becomes this nightmare for so many people.
Get that shit sorted out. You know, the same way you're going to get your tires pumped for your car before the long journey, you're going to get your car serviced. Get everything serviced. If you are struggling with a bit of erectile dysfunction, go and pop in at your nearest clinic. Find out that could be because you might have developed high cholesterol. You might have diabetes. There might be a whole series of very serious conditions that are directly linked to erectile dysfunction. So it is something that you definitely want to check out.
Yeah. And, you know, I work with so many men with these issues. And I've sat in my office this week with people who have had some really fascinating relationship issues. And the amazing thing, and some of these people are doing incredible things in business in different fields, and they've all sat there and said it never dawned on them before that they keep on learning about what they're doing at work. They keep on expanding, they keep on growing, they keep on bringing different things to make that successful. They never registered that their relationship is exactly the same. And it's only when they get to a problem or a crisis that they realize, hey, I have to do something. And if we keep on learning, it's one of those like prevention is better than cure. So nobody gives us the tools to be good lovers and to have good relationships. And that's not only about sex and sensuality. It's about communication. It's about intimacy. It's about so many different things. And that's kind of where we're going to start with this whole thing.
Okay.
So we were actually going somewhere really different, because we normally, in a show like this, just before the holidays, we talk about how not to get sand in the places that it never comes out of.
There's a little beach there.
Sandpaper.
Yeah. So what I came up with or found or whatever, any ideas on how you don't get sand in these places?
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Just avoid shagging on the beach.
No, you're going to do that anyway. Okay, so if you're going to do it anyway, how do you avoid it?
Not in the water, no.
Okay. So, John T's number one tip for not getting sand anywhere is take a fitted bed sheet. Wash it with as much starch as you can. Turn it inside out, because then all the sides and the corners come up,
and
it makes like its own little kind of
bubble
for you to play in.
Very cool.
There we go.
It will not look suspicious at all. You know, you just see this tent. Actually, a tent can work
pitching
as well.
Pitching tent.
Yeah, pitching.
There you go, which has a few different meanings, doesn't it?
Pitching tents.
Okay, so have a different conversation. Have a different conversation with your body. Have a different conversation about your sexuality. Have a different conversation about your relationship, about your pleasure. What does that mean? If we are talking about the same thing all the time in the same way, if we're asking the same question, if we have the same complaint, the same moan, the same problem, and we've been doing this for however long we've been doing it, we cannot get a different answer.
Okay.
So if you're saying to your partner, you never, and you've been saying that for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, how is anything going to change in that? Firstly, there's the expectation that they're going to do something different, which they may or they may not. But all that you're doing is getting into a particular pattern to say, if I didn't have, or how could I fix my premature ejaculation? Mm. That's what we were talking about. How could I fix that? And a lot of people go from therapist to therapist to therapist trying to find an answer to the question. So the first thing is we look for a why. Why is this happening?
Yeah, so important.
And as soon as we think, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's not,
why is
it's
a
so
trap
for people, exactly.
Because as soon as we think that there's, that we know why, we can do something about it. That's a very erroneous belief. Because you think you know why, you think you know how to fix it. You don't.
Mm.
So you know the problem's there. And then what happens is the way that our mind works is we get something that we think we like or that resonates or that makes sense to us on some level. The mind grabs onto that and says, that's the answer. Instead of understanding, that's just a piece of a puzzle. It's one layer of the whole thing.
Mm.
And then we get stuck in trying to change the why, which more times than not, we cannot do at all. We can change things by starting to have a different conversation. So what does that mean? Firstly, you have to ask a different question. You have to be able to have a different entry point into the situation. And then you have to understand that asking the question becomes more important than the answer. So you keep on asking questions. And it doesn't matter how absurd or creative the questions are. So instead of saying, why do I have premature ejaculation, ask, how would I be different if I didn't have that? If I didn't have that, would I be having more sex? If I'd be having more sex, would I have the time to have more sex? Do I want to have more sex, actually, really? And if I had more sex, would I enjoy ice cream more? Which has nothing to do with anything. It's just taking you down creative pathways.
You're going within a journey.
Because our mind works in loops. Okay. So I had an amazing experience a while ago, and it was the first time in my life that I've ever been able to do this, which was I was doing some yoga, and for the first time ever, I was able to observe my thoughts without being involved in them. And that was incredible. Just to be able to watch them without judging them, without being drawn into them, without being involved in them. And since then, I've been able to do it more and more. And it's incredible when you see the loops that your thoughts make and the round and round and round patterns that they take you into.
Hmm.
You can't learn anything from that because there's nothing new in it.
Hmm.
It tells you the same shit it's been telling you for however long it's been telling you.
Echo chamber.
That's pretty much what it is. When you can start having a different conversation, you're starting to open different pathways of thought. And that's where asking some absurd questions becomes amazing because it brings up other stuff. If I were having more sex, would I enjoy ice cream more?
You sound like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes or no? But it is. It's this magical world. And anybody who says Lewis Carroll was not on psychedelics, we have to have a serious discussion.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So ask different questions and have a different conversation. And start with the idea of how would it be if this wasn't there? And then a really important question in this is, what would it take for this to change? And that's a huge one. What would it take? Which means, what do you have to do? Because we tend to put a lot of stuff on somebody else. If he would only, if she just did this, then everything would be happy.
Mm.
And if he would just look at me once and tell me he loves me,
If I could just find the right pill to take. Yes.
That's it.
Mm.
I'd be happy. And everything would be peaceful.
Yeah.
That's an illusion. Bring it back to yourself. Bring it back to yourself. And ask, what do you have to do to change this? Because more and more I see how our relationships are about us. If I want something in my relationship, I have to be that.
Mm.
Then it might come into my relationship or it might not.
Mm.
Because he or she is going to do exactly what he or she is going to do.
I want more love in my relationship. I have to be more of a loving person.
That's right.
I have to be more attentive. If I want to be heard, I need to listen.
That's right.
If
I want more sensuality, I have to be more sensual.
Oh, that's a big
one. I have to create the experiences to make that happen.
Mm.
Whether your partner responds or not is up to them. But if you're creating the space for that, much greater chance of that happening.
Yes.
And that's a really big one. So that was kind of my starting point for this, and Bruce has his starting point for this.
So my starting point with regards to, especially, you know, the whole summer madness and what's coming and all of that kind of thing, is that coming from the We the Brave perspective of sex positivity, I'm so pro sex, it is unbelievable. I think it's the best thing that we could possibly do to express a fondness of we have for ourselves or for somebody else. But I think something that is really completely underrated, and I feel so strongly about it, it's almost to the point of being evangelical, is the concept of delayed gratification. And I think,
hallelujah, praise the Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So the whole tantric ideology is that tantric is where you delay, you wait, you know, make it because it's special. And I think, so I want to talk about delayed gratification for barebacking or having condom-free sex. And this is something that you and I were talking about earlier on, Jonty, and that's what I'm quite passionate about, is that I think that should, for me, should be the goal. That is, I want to be intimate with somebody with nothing between the two of us other than some fun, slippery fluid. You know, I want to be as close to another person as I possibly can be. But that is such a special thing. That is such a wonderful and intimate experience that I want to do it when I've done enough groundwork so that I know what my status is. I know what my partner's status is. I know my shit.
Yeah.
So I can really get in there and do the fun, dirty, diggity, dig, dig, dog, dog, and know that I'm going to do it in such a way that I'm looking...
Is that a particular position? Fun, dirty, diggity, well, dog, 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 dog.
Unfortunately, I would have to show you what it looks like. So it's one of those... And I can't really describe it.
Well, maybe we can just find somebody from outside.
So, and that's something I'm very passionate about, is that, you know, at the moment, I know myself included, there's this urge and desire to connect with other people. It can be very lonely and isolating out there. And when I do find somebody that I want to engage with physically or sexually, there can be this overriding desire to just like, fuck it. You know, let's just fuck and screw the condom, screw the lube. Who needs, like, let's just do this the way that our animalistic ancestors did it. And that is kind of sexy and it is kind of fun. But the special connection and intimacy that takes place between two people who've like done a little bit of groundwork and know what they're dealing with just takes it to another level.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be married. You don't have to like have bought crockery and cutlery together and like have put a deposit down in a little townhouse in Bryanston before you decide, okay, now I can like root you without a condom on. But just a little bit of research before just makes it something to look forward to. It's like I see having bareback sex when you haven't done the prep work sort of like eating dessert before you've even had the starter. It just takes away the pleasure and the enjoyment of the ritual of eating the dessert, because it takes away how special it is. And let's be honest, something that is readily available and common and easily done is not coveted, something that you want.
Let's put it straight. You know, Jonty calls it junk food sex. It's fine to have junk food sex. It's not even the dessert, because dessert is nice to have sometime to surprise each other to eat before.
Yes.
If you're going to have junk food sex, which basically means I'm not going to invest in it, you still want to live. You still don't want to create damage. You still don't want to ruin your own life or somebody else's life. And you also want to be more conscious. I think what is the main kind of philosophy when it comes to sex talk is to be aware, to understand where you're coming from, where are you going, what do you want? What do you want from sex? What do you want from experiences? And there's so much you can have.
Completely.
Yeah, and that becomes really beautiful in this. And there's something you said there that is really important. You used the word ritual.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about how important ritual is in relationships. And we don't realize this. And it is huge, especially when you decide to have a conscious relationship and you want consciousness in your sex. And it's a word that we use a lot in Tantra and in conscious sexuality. So what a ritual is it separates an experience from everything else that we do. It's a separate space. So how do you create a ritual? And the first thing is that there's communication on what it's going to be about. There's an intention and a purpose, as you said, Tamar, which puts it into the realm of consciousness. We're coming into the space for a purpose. And immediately that allows for a deeper level of fulfillment, of connection, because we know what it is that we're going to do. And immediately that changes it. Then you create a space for this to happen in. So there's a physical space, which could be that you're going to light some candles, that maybe there's some incense or crystals or rose petals or anything that you're going to use that creates a space that separates that from everything else. And then you come into the space to fulfill this purpose with awareness that you're there as lovers. So all of the other roles that you have, you leave outside. You're not a son, you're not a daughter, you're not a parent, you're not all of the other stuff you do in your life. You're there as lovers. And you acknowledge each other, greet each other in whatever way you like. Look into each other's eyes. Hold hands. Breathe. And the eye contact is vital because that's where I see you. If you run away, I see you. If you're not present, I see you. But when you're there, I can see that. And when there's love, I can see that. And look into your lover's eyes and tell them how much you love them and how excited you are to share this moment with them. Mm. Or simply acknowledge them and say, thank you for being here with me now. And then do what you're going to do. And then you step out of the space. And all of the amazing gifts that you've enjoyed there then, you take with you. So even if it's just sitting, and there's an incredibly beautiful and intimate process called eye gazing. For 3 minutes, try and look into your partner's eyes and breathe. And every time your mind wanders, because it's going to, come back to your breath and just focus on the breath moving in and out of your body. And you might giggle in the beginning because it seems really strange and I'm comfortable. But the intimacy and the connection you will feel is absolutely incredible. It really, really is. And if you want to learn some other really cool things you can do, we actually have a whole lot of stuff on our YouTube channel, Eros Life SA. There's a whole lot of little video clips that you can go and watch that give you some amazing things to do. But ritual is so important because it elevates and separates sensual and sexual time. And it can be really simple. That takes literally 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to connect, or it can be 3 or 4 hours of beautiful conscious sensuality and sex. So it's hugely important.
This is something that I'm noticing now, being in a relationship that is, you know, they're very open, and we're very lucky to really allow each other whatever we want. But the habits, the patterns, doesn't matter how much John D talks about. It's amazing. This is how our brain works. Wants to do the same thing. Wants to repeat the same things. And all those exercises are bringing you to a place of saying, am I doing the same thing or can I do something different today? It is. I'm astounded. I can't believe that this is happening to me. I want to do the same thing. I want to ride the horniness wave. I just want to do what I know. I want to enjoy that quick orgasm. I'm like, every time I need to actually fight with myself or love myself in a harsh way, saying, stop it.
And that's what Bruce said, is when you're willing to change that, to get out of that pattern, to delay something, you start riding a different wave. And that's where you can start having different conversations.
Exactly.
And that's where it's such a big principle that I talk about, which is the trap of orgasm. Because as soon as and orgasms are wonderful.
They are.
Let me tell.
Nothing wrong with cock and hole or hole in your cock.
And there are so many different kinds of orgasms you can have and everything.
But there's more.
That's
there
it.
There is more.
There's more.
And So here's a beautiful orgasmic experience that you can have, which is called a melting orgasm, and it's about imploding rather than exploding.
Wow.
Mm. And then we'll come back to the trap of orgasm. So whether you're a man or a woman, you can have imploding, melting orgasms.
Wow. For Christmas. I'd like one of those for Christmas, please, Santa.
Now.
An imploding, soft orgasm.
Now, boys and girls, listen very carefully, and I will tell you how to have imploding, melting orgasms.
Yes, sex Santa.
Mm.
Okay, we're getting into...
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes.
All over my face.
Okay. I'm sure some people have Santa fantasies.
Of course they do.
Oh, fantasies.
Okay, here's how you have melting, imploding orgasms. Ooh. So for most of us, orgasm is about contraction.
Mm.
Okay. First thing that contraction does is contraction by nature is short-lived because you cannot hold contraction in your body for too long. Physical contraction. So think about you're at gym. You're at old age, mm-hmm. virgin active, as you happen to frequent.
Yes.
And you have been doing, let's say, bicep curls.
Ooh.
Okay. So your biceps are expanding and contracting as you're moving the weight.
Yeah.
Signals from your muscle go to your spinal cord, go to your brain. Your brain registers the stretch and tension of the muscle, and it decides that at some point, so if you're having a bad day, maybe after 3 curls, your muscles start to get tired.
Mm.
And your brain starts to send signals to your muscle that it has to stop what it's doing or it's going to spasm or tear. Contraction cannot be held for too long.
Sure.
We have to release it. Mm. So for most of us, or for most people, the kind of orgasms they have are contractive.
Mm.
They're very short-lived. Average orgasm lasts how long? Any idea? I know you've had an orgasm at least once in your life. I know Tamar's had at least three.
Yeah.
Well, I think like, what, 5 seconds, 10 seconds?
So it's a little bit more than that, yeah, but so not much more.
Mm.
And sometimes you have to think of all the begging and pleading and whatever else you have to do for those 10 seconds of pleasure.
You can extend it if you're very vocal. I think you can convince yourself, oh, yeah, oh, oh.
And you can have the afternoon.
So sound will extend an orgasm because orgasms are energy and sound is energy.
What is it, Tarzan is climaxing in the trees?
You have to be here every time.
So. Get the idea of contraction right out of your mind from the very, very beginning. How do you do that? Firstly, you relax your body. And what you focus on relaxing are your pelvic floor muscles. How do you identify your pelvic floor muscles? It's really easy. Next time you're having a wee, urinating, stop and start the flow a few times and you'll identify exactly which muscles these are.
Hmm.
Then, next time you're having sex, focus on which muscles contract first when you have an orgasm. And for a lot of people, it's the anal muscles that contract first. And then everything else follows.
Around the prostate for a guy.
Yeah, so once you have identified these muscles and you know where they are, what you do is you focus on keeping them as relaxed as you can and breathing really deeply. So breath and relaxation are incredibly linked for this. The deeper you breathe, the more you relax. The more you relax, the deeper you breathe. The deeper you breathe, the more you relax. So you keep on breathing deeply and keeping your pelvic floor muscles as relaxed as you can. You have the orgasm, but because everything is so much more relaxed, firstly, it's a much more internal feeling. It's much softer. And it lasts longer because the contractions are much slower, because the muscles are much more relaxed, and it's a much more melting internal feeling rather than that contractive explosion.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds like a nice little Christmas present to give yourself in your own Christmas stocking.
Well, you can do that. you can do it on your own. You can do it with a partner. Mm. You can do it giving your partner a gift, whether you're using your hands, whether you're using your mouth. It becomes absolutely amazing.
It is a gift, and it can actually expand the ways and teach you new things about yourself. So expand the ways you make love, expand the way you climax. So it is something that's going to give you a wonderful benefit. It's not only that specific orgasm. All of a sudden, it's like what Jonty said before. It's like asking yourself those questions. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because the body would like to orgasm. So you will have to breathe through it, and you will have to go through a physical question, philosophical question. Why am I not coming? And then you say, because I want more. Because I want different. Yeah.
And that word is really important. And we were talking about this earlier, the word philosophy. Mm. That if we have a philosophy of sex, a philosophy of relationship, of love, of pleasure, a framework for that, that's how we can change what it is that we do about it. And Bruce and I were talking about this earlier, how important that is to have a space inside that you put this in. So we have to digress a little, because somebody I'm really fond of and who's an amazing guy on Cliff Central, Mr. Ben Karpinski, sent a message saying, as long Anonymous. As it is near and not rear. So my question, Mr. K, because I'm very fond of you enormously, is what do you have against rear-end sex and rear-end stimulation?
I mean, this is the time for giving and receiving,
there
you know.
Go. So... it is all wonderful and important. With short nails and lots of lube and lots of deep breaths and communication.
Absolutely.
And if you really want, I'm sure that there are Christmas decorated butt plugs around.
Yes. There are.
With lights that flash. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Your bells will jingle, my friend.
Which bells you want to be jingling.
Absolutely. So
it makes little sounds as well.
Santa baby. Yeah.
Good, yes. Bad flashes. Good, bad. Good, bad. Have you been good, bad?
The thing is, you don't get to see the flashes if it's
well, your partner can. And
so if you're in a really dark room and with these quite strong, that could be really interesting.
You can be on Christmas tree.
Yeah. It's like, just that scene. It was an old movie with John Ritter where they have this like sword fight with these luminous condoms.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
I have to tweet that. Can you give me the name of the movie?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it Porky's? I think it was. There was a movie called Porky's where they also had these neon glow-in-the-dark condoms.
I'll Google
and there's
now.
These two guys having a cockfight with these luminous condoms.
John Diem, I'm going to send you a very funny new age. So now the whole Alexa, do you know what's Alexa? It's like Siri for music, right? So it's like, right, Alexa, you say, Alexa, play this. Alexa, do you know?
Oh, no. Okay. Wow, okay.
So now, you know, people operate their music systems through Alexa. So yesterday I saw a 2.5-year-old boy, like a movie, a little YouTube clip, that the boy is saying, Alexa, play Digga Digga, which is something, I don't know, Bob the Builder or something. And Alexa goes, porn. Lesbian dildo, and she starts to. So she actually heard instead of digga digga, poor lesbian dildo. Go on, girl, and she starts, and the parents are like, Alexa, stop! I'm sending it to you right now. You have to put it in the Chinese. It was, and the 2-year-old's like, what's up? What's happening? So don't bring your child an Alexa music player for Christmas.
Oh,
it
goodness.
Might hear digga digga as
sounds
dig in me. You will see it. You will be crying from laughter.
Shame.
It's a viral video at the moment. You will piss your panties or pants.
Yeah, I think I might have gone past that stage a little bit, but I get the idea.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I must say the golden shower story
doesn't do it for me. You?
Nope.
Okay. Me neither, hey?
No,
yeah.
It's never kind of grabbed me in a way.
I was like, unless I've been stung by a jellyfish or something
in
Mauritius, then I believe that I should find somebody to go and pee on the wound.
Well, then you can find six like Baywatch type lifeguards to stand around you and pee on you.
You can try it.
I mean, I believe it's sterile. I believe it's one of the most sterile forms of body fluids.
And really healthy. You know, there's a whole... philosophy around drinking
Ayurvedic.
I've heard of it. Yeah,
you drink your second urine of the day.
There's a whole big theory around it.
Yeah,
if it's not your thing, don't go.
I'll stick with lemon water.
I remember being on. I remember being on holiday once with a guy who was really into this. And his party trick was yoga every morning. And when he did his handstand or headstand, he would try and get it in his mouth.
Okay, well, if you can. It's like, why does a dog lick its balls?
Because it can. Okay, yeah. There we go.
Which is an interesting question. As a man, if you could, would you give your own blowjobs?
Okay.
Like, if you could get there, would you?
Of course.
Probably.
Of course.
Yeah.
You'd never leave the house.
Well, yeah. I was just
hands,
like,
you're using them all the time.
It's just, you know, I mean, your diaphragm is collapsed, so you'd, you know, you don't want to get too excited because you can't really breathe in that position. But, I mean, yeah, solutions. Sure. Why not? You know, practice.
Yeah.
Makes perfect.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, we've seen some amazing photographs of guys who can get there.
Autofellatio. There's a band name.
It is.
I'm the front man for Autofellatio.
There we go.
And I have no doubt there is a band somewhere world called Auto. I wonder what kind of music they play.
I think it's a bit of a wank, eh? To be honest. Yeah,
So making time for pleasure. Making time for pleasure. Brucey, how would you tackle that? How do you make time for pleasure? Are you scheduling it?
So, you know, for me, on my personal agenda for this little festive break, I want to just chill. I think, you know, in the past...
Does that involve ice?
It can. It can. Oh. I need to relax a little bit. And that's the thing, is that there's a lot of pressure to, like, go to every party. There are so many parties going on at the moment. It's like... And then there's the stress and the strains of these pool parties where everyone's got these ridiculously beautiful bodies. And it's just... It can be quite exhausting and traumatizing. Yeah. But for me, I just want to chill out. I want to relax. I want to sleep in. I want to... You know, I'm going to be in Johannesburg for the festive, so I want to check out all the local parks and botanical gardens, and I want to do like that stuff.
Is there a reason for
that? Is there a nude camp there?
Are there certain little meeting places in these parks?
There may very well be, but I'm not. That's not really my hunting in the wild has never really been one of my fortes. And if anyone, if I'm walking in the park and somebody low tackles me, I swear to God, I will take my shoe off and beat you with it. That does not do it for me. Do not tackle me in the bushes. That scares the crap out of me.
Of course.
So there's an interesting question with that. So let's see from you guys. And we've got a new thing on Facebook when I'm allowed back that we will continue with. So once a week we're posting a question that I wrote about something. So a question a little while ago was, if you had a block of ice and somebody's body in front of you, where would you start? Bruce, where would you start?
Probably around somebody's lips. And then if it's hot, it depends. You know, like if I had a block of ice in somebody's naked body and it's like minus 30 outside and freezing cold, the poor bastard, I would like. But then probably around like certain areas, you know, behind the ears, the neck, the nipples. And then as it begins to melt slightly, then, you know, a little bit further south.
Okay. Tamar, where would you start?
I think I actually learned it from you, like most things. And I will start with the back. So on the spine, just like from maybe going from the sacrum up to the neck or from the neck down to the sacrum very, very slowly. And then going a bit to the buttocks. And just maybe between the cheeks of the bum, because that's really sexy.
Sexy.
And behind the knees. And if I have another ice block, not a big one though, I'll just turn the person around and then play around.
You can have a whole bowl of
ice blocks. Yeah, ice is affordable still, even though if you don't have huge Christmas salaries.
Unless
and
you're in Cape Town.
Oh, yeah, shame. Not more than 2 minutes ice blocks.
I've heard that giving someone a blowjob with an ice block or a Halls, you know those Halls throat lozenges. So I believe if you have either an ice block or a Halls ice lozenge, and I've never done it or experienced
it. Like a mint.
But I believe it's amazing.
The problem with that is because of the amount of sugar in that,
If
that gets into the hole of a cock sometimes, that can really burn for quite a while afterwards.
Okay.
So the ice can be amazing.
So stick with ice, not so much the Halls.
And a beautiful kind of contrasting game is to have a block of ice and a bowl of warm water and a soft face cloth.
Oh.
That's much more gentle.
That can add some very, very interesting possibilities.
Hmm. John, you won't believe it, but there was a guy that actually told me, that's my trademark. You can't use it with anyone. Mm-hmm. Like when I was, I don't know, 20-something. He was like, no. He brought tea to the bedroom and he brought some ice and he said, that's my trademark. That's my trick. You can't use it if you go to, if we break up or if you go fuck other people. I'm like, dude, that's
how are you going to even know?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, but second, dude, it's tea and ice. People have meant it.
People have been doing this for a long time.
Couldn't believe it, Shane. Poor guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a really interesting one. So play with the ice and play with.
Maybe not so much like water. Chilies or something.
No,
like,
no chilies.
No chilies.
Ooh, 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 Jaunty. And somebody asked me yesterday, can I put the, how do you call the Benoit balls? Yeah. How do you call them?
Benoit balls.
Put them in your ass.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah,
you can, anal, but you need a plug. But you need a plug. You need something not to suck it in.
Yeah. So the thing with anything that's going in your anus needs to have a string with a handle or a bar across that is going to prevent it disappearing. So if you're going to do that, firstly, Benoit balls are quite big.
Yeah.
So they might be anally quite uncomfortable, but you can get anal beads, which are really, really cool, and that can be an amazing sensation. If you get certain quality, like you can get amazing stainless steel ones that you can put in the fridge or the freezer, that will give you a really interesting sensation. You can make them warm. And if you want to do something really interesting with ice is you can get from, I think all the sex shops keep this, or you can even do it with a condom, is fill it with water, put it in the freezer, let it freeze, then use a little bit of lube, insert it anally, and the most delicious sensation when it starts to melt.
Sure.
Learning
for
so
those
much.
Extra hot summer afternoons.
From the inside, you get cooled it from
Cool yourself from the inside.
There you go.
Oh.
So, kigurumi.
Kigurumi.
Kigurumi is a fetish for wearing anime masks.
Oh.
Normally, a man who wears a female anime character mask. But it can be the other way around, too.
Interesting.
That's what kigurumi is.
Japanese.
There we go. So, get a kigurumi mask.
No kiggle balls here.
Which can be really, really cool.
Pikachu.
So
that's
kigurumi.
Okay.
So once again, the URL for the male-to-male tantric sensual massage DVD. Give your partner this for Christmas. Give yourself this for Christmas. Absolutely awesome present. eroslife.co.za/M2M with the number 2, TANMAS. And you're more than welcome to email or message me, and I will send you that with pleasure. This was really fun and cool, and I thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Jaunty.
Thank you.
Have a great, great holiday.
Can I share that Call for Care number one more time?
Yes.
So it's Monday to Friday, 9 until 4 p.m., Call for Care 071-683-3226. Anything to do with HIV prevention or treatment, call
us. Absolutely.
Hope to see some of you at Water Massage on Tuesday night, and I wish you all so much pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.